Boile, Kulichana, Stina Litueni on 959. Kicked it off with Tone. Let's get down. This is Kaya Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. We everywhere. And this weekend, I'm going shopping for a Christmas tree.
Nice.
Yeah. But on that, Sandman's got something that he wants to share with us regarding Father Christmas.
Yeah, I do. So we were having this discussion with the missus. Of course, Christmas is coming up. We've just had a little one, so it's going to be the first Christmas all together. And we were just joking around that when do we tell her, you know, about Santa and all of that? But then that led to something more serious because Santa's always represented by this fat white old man. And so the predicament for us now is that we are not comfortable giving credit to a fat white man for presents. And then it got me thinking even further that in society, we are taught from a young age that white men are the heroes of the world. Now, this is just my view. And I'll tell you why. So you look at Father Christmas, he brings you presents. You're taught from a young age, Father Christmas is the dude. He will bring you presents. He travels around the world. So you already, you love Father Christmas because which child does not want presents? So already Father Christmas is like the dude, you know. On the religious side, God is always painted as this white man with this white hair and this robe and this big white beard, you know. So you look up to God if you grew up in a religious Christian environment, and God is the man and he's also white. So already from a young age, irrespective of what color you are, you already see white men as the heroes, as the saviors of the world. And I'm starting to have a problem with that now that I have a child, because I'm like, no, I don't want my girl to just look up to white men thinking they will solve problems, they're the ones who make things right, when in reality, sees, I look at the world from my point of view, and I'm like, most of the world's problems come from white men. I mean, we have segregation, we have inequality, we have wars. Most of them, if not all, started by white men. Yet the PR is so amazing because you watch TV, heroes are the white men. And we look even now in South Africa, we are not allowed to travel because of the Omicron variant, which we didn't create. But European countries have banned African countries. So once again, we are the villains, they're the heroes. And I'm like, I don't know, how do we fix this? Especially someone like me, who now is raising a black daughter. How do we stop making white men these heroes that they aren't?
So these are very valid points, right? But in order for you to create a world that is not steeped in whiteness, or at least raise your daughter in that world, it's going to be very difficult, not because it's not the right thing to do. I fully agree with you. It is the right thing to do. It's just that you're going to need to go out of your way to get toys, for example, that portray black people. You're going to need to go out of your way to find movies, for example, that show Santa as a black person. You're going to need to go out of your way to, even things as simple as I saw an illustration, a medical illustration this week, or it was late last week. Medical illustration with black skin. And people are in awe that there's a medical illustration with black skin. And they're like, oh man, I haven't seen this in all my years of practicing medicine. And it turns out a medical student took it upon herself to actually create an illustration of, you know, just medical figures, but with black skin. Something as simple as that, right? Because the system is inherently white. And you know what they always say? They'll say that basically the winners or the victors will then dictate history. So if we get into an argument and I kill your whole clan, I'll then tell the story about what happened, regardless of whether that's true or not. And majority of the history that has been documented was documented by white people. It fully discredits black people. And obviously the world as it is still very much white driven. I'm not saying it's right.
Have you seen that meme?
Yeah.
Where it's like the movie villain, but the real villain. Have you seen those memes? Now, I feel like we're living in a world like that where in this movie called Life, black people are the movie villain. But in real life, we know who the real villains are. And that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Well, you've said a mouthful, and I'm interested to hear what everybody thinks. Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 0636-880-959. It's quite a deep topic. Let's see how far we can get with it.